The Volkswagen deception affair has dragged the company's CEO back before the board of the company to explain how software could alter emissions tests and what can be done about it on the 11 million cars that have the flawed system. They could face some of our listeners.
Hey, what's up? It's Simon from St. Louis. What? Volkswagen's not as good as everybody's always thought? I've been saying it for years. Worst car company that comes out of Germany. But wait a minute. They won Car Driver's Car of the Year last year. That'd be like if the team that won the Super Bowl cheated. I can see the headline now. Volkswagen, official car of the New England Patriots.
Some sign of Volkswagen's brand damage out there among our listeners. Simon dripping with sarcasm. Don't deflate your tires in bad weather, Simon. By the way, it won't help you. The scandal raises the question of how we can trust the increasingly digital information displays in all vehicles. Anna Stephanopoulou is a professor of mechanical engineering and director of the Automotive Research Center at the University of Michigan. Anna, with digital displays, is it possible that all of the information that we see is virtual?
No, absolutely not. I think it's necessary to know that there is a lot of effort going on and there are a lot of sophisticated algorithms. But frankly, what it is typically displayed is easy to verify, and it's not necessarily such an easy deception in this particular case or in general in, you know, other cases over the history.
So the deception that Volkswagen carried out here is hard to do, is what you're saying.
Correct. It is very hard. You have to sense, you have to detect, you have to schedule a change in the algorithm and transition from one algorithm to the other seamlessly without the driver and, of course, the EPA or other government agencies that they're watching, you know, can detect.
The inspectors and the mechanics, that sort of thing.
I mean,
yes. All of that difficulty really just underscores just how premeditated all of this is. Is it possible that other mechanical features that are controlled by computers or at least monitored by computers under the hood could deliver questionable data that would maybe schedule maintenance maybe a little more regularly than is necessary, thereby bringing in more revenue to the company or to the dealers, that sort of thing?
Well, in the United States, we have a system we call onboard diagnostics, and even that system is regulated. So it is necessary to do this right. There are ways of testing them and also writing down in details what they depend on, what signals they get, what information they acquire to actually issue a check engine light or some regular maintenance warning. If you are a very large company, you have to really not be able to do it otherwise, to go this route. What I'm saying is that there must have been a real amazing pressure of time or of some crunch, you know, issuing some models that this happened. And I'm not trying to justify it, but it might have been that something worked out. And then I guess, I don't know, did people forget that this amazing thing is happening inside their software as a quick fix?
Wow. You know, as an engineer, what's the buzz about this? I mean, it sounds to me like what you're saying is this is an absolute shocker. I mean, they really went a direction that no one else is going.
Well, the regulations, both emissions and fuel economy, are getting stricter, and it is harder to achieve these with a low cost. That is plain physics. We are basically manipulating a very hard balance between the fuel consumption and the emissions. And one gives in to the other, and we do find, you know, we innovate and we find solutions that could, you know, create a better balance. But at the end, it is a very hard, you know, equation and a compromise that needs to be made.
Well, you're really describing the trade-off between the fuel efficiency regulations, the emissions regulations, and the interest that consumers have in having cars that, you know, go fast or have a lot of power. Is that a prevailing sentiment?
Yes. In fact, it is a paradox, indeed. So it is true. Yes, and I lived through the era that in my country, in Greece, I remember my father, the first time we had the exhaust gas recirculation, he would put a quarter on the valve.
So he'd dismantle it.
Yes, because it was pretty clear that he was cutting back on the power.
Volkswagen, came up with a novel way of getting around this. They're going to be in trouble for it. And too bad we can't come up with a software algorithm that could reduce the amount of emissions in the air. You know what I mean?
Well, in the future, I think interesting things are coming. As I said, there is a lot of research and development. Right now, the algorithms we have in the car are prepared for the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario means that they have a suboptimal, they have to basically, deal with a compromise all the time. So, there's this a lot of hype about autonomous and connected vehicles because you can sit down and relax, that it's a lot about the safety, but I think that that can also be used for fuel economy and emissions.
Well, we'll see as the digital technology encompasses the car completely. There will be all
Yes.
kinds of ways of addressing the questions of emissions and fuel efficiency, and not the kind of deceptive techniques that Volkswagen has used here.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Professor, thanks so much.
Sure, you're welcome.
Anna Stephanopoulou is Professor of Mechanical Engineering and Director of the Automotive Research Center at the University of Michigan.